Hello, everybody. This is Frank with Iron Age News. It's the 13th of December and time to get on the Twitter Files bandwagon. I am imploding the link to the Wikipedia Twitter file description, because in that there will be a section in the top where you can click on the files themselves and read through them. I went to click on it and found out that my new Twitter, I just opened a Twitter account just the other day. I hadn't used it yet because I needed it for this other website. And I'm already permanently banned. There has been no traffic. I didn't use it. I didn't read anything. And I go to click on to read an article about discrimination against conservatives and Republicans and find out I'm permanently banned from Twitter for saying absolutely nothing. That's how nuts it is. So I guess since I'm so low on the totem pole, President Trump's going to get his stuff done before I get my stuff done. So there you have it. But that's just indicative of what we're talking about here, where a privileged few, see, I don't use Twitter. It's just, I wanted to get the name. You know how it is. You want to get the names before somebody else gets the names. We've known they've been dirty forever. I attended an event last night where people don't seem to understand where they are so far gone with the brainwashing that when you tell them there is important documentary evidence that shows that at least one, we'll say just Twitter because we have their paperwork. You aren't getting, I have a feeling Facebook is trying to scrub every bit of history that they have out there. Instagram is slowly getting that way. I just had a problem with Instagram because the title of the handle can turn the word conservative. So they're starting to go that way as well. They're a Facebook product, so what are you going to do? But we just talk about Twitter itself, and we read the facts that government officials have sat down with people at Twitter. Well, I'm just only talking about Twitter, to suppress information, true information, and also to spin false information to affect elections, to affect people's social standings, to destroy people. A lot of these are just people in this, average citizen types. They're going to say, well, there's Sandman and all them don't count. They were average citizen types until you guys whipped the world into a frenzy over them. I'm not talking about the shooter Kyle guy, but the Sandman guy really wasn't doing anything until you decided to shit on his parade. Granted, he won, but still, as we've discussed before, you're always going to be that guy. They say, well, you got a few million dollars, walk it off. Where are you going to walk it off to? Kyle Rittenhouse probably should move to Switzerland or someplace where they don't know who he is the rest of his life, until everybody realizes that socialism is wrong. He is going to be pursued by some type of lunatic or another. I guarantee you. Much the same way that you saw with the a number of these other guys. I'm not going to even mention their names because I'm doing the same thing they're doing. But the facts of the matter are this. The government within the government, because that's what a guy says to me, goes, well, it was done under Trump's, certain stuff was done under Trump's administration. It was done under Trump's administration, some cases, to the detriment of Trump. Trump didn't order the FBI to fuck him up. That's insane. I mean, when people say that, it's totally insane. I'm going to be president, or I'm running for president of the United States. But now I've just gotten in and I want everything leaked. I want to leak everything bad about myself to give myself the shittiest possible 4-year term, right? Who would do that? Who would do that? Biden's doing it intentionally because he just doesn't fucking know what's going on. And the party within the party in his side, the extreme socialists and greens, and then the regular greed heads, Nancy Pelosi's a regular greed head, Dianne Feinstein, regular greed head, AOC and all them socialist green types. They are fighting over not the heart and soul, but the carcass of the Democratic Party that they're going to throw over their head like a fucking sheepskin and move in amongst the flock, right? Basically, that's the situation. Twitter is showing you exactly what everybody else that does not own a major media outlet has been saying for the last 4 or 5 years or more. It's an insidious system. I wish we could wean ourselves off of a lot of the social media stuff, especially Twitter, because it's almost fucking useless. I can see it being totally fucking useless. But then again, I know more than 6 words. I don't know 20 words, but I know more than 6. So I'm kind of stuck, you know. We can train primates to have sign language abilities into the 40 words. Why does Twitter have to have whatever it has, right? It's being done. Everything, not everything, but most of the things that Alex Jones and the rest of these guys were getting called out for was being done. Now, where do we go from here? I believe you're going to see in the information that's available through Twitter, the obvious one-sidedness, which would be the Democrats and their ingrained occupation of the federal government, definitely working against the president. Does that bring enough for a recall? I think you're going to find out it will. And this is where people have to understand. Joe Biden himself doesn't have to have a finger on any of this. If people were influencing a vote for a senile old man who's got huge criminal connections, huge criminal ties, not business ties with criminals, but huge criminal ties with criminals. Okay? Big difference. If you deal in the third world, someone's always a criminal. If you deal in China, someone's always a communist. You can't get away from that. That's what they were trying to throw on Trump. He's dealing in Russia. Well, you're dealing with some element of organized crime at all times. Like it or not, you are, either through Putin's governmental officials or through paying the roof or whatever you're doing. China, you're dealing with the Communist Party in some way or another. You are not walking in there alone. However, the shit that has gone down under Biden administration, and let's hope that they find something on the Obama administration too, because I'm sure it's out there. If anybody were to manipulate this stuff in the first place, it would be the ace manipulator of our time, Barack Obama, president of the United States. He would be the one. You know, he was not a dumb guy. Kind of a monster, but not a dumb guy. So once again, these other organizations, you're going to have to see what, you know, this is when you want somebody to be a whistleblower at Facebook and says, hey, Facebook's decided to put a, you know, degauss the entire computer system, and we're going to start from ground zero. It's the only thing they can do. People are walking away from Facebook at quite a rate. I mean, we have a little page on there that's just clips from other news sources. And a lot of times they're from left-wing news sources, because, you know, I use left-wing news sources to disprove certain things, and we're still shadow banned. Little stupid channel like mine. Little fucking five, whatever. At one point, we had a couple thousand viewers, not even 5,000 viewers. It's been down to like a few hundred. That's what goes on, you know? You're not setting the world on fire because you just aren't setting the world on fire. I'm not crying one way or another because, you know, my income does not derive from this. That's why some of these guys, you're going to see more and more of these guys, which are going to start showing their true colors as monetization starts to fall apart. They're all still too lazy to go out and open their own pages and this, that, and the other thing. They're bringing all the money in through the views on YouTube and I guess Rumble or something like that. But those days are going to be fewer and farther between, I believe you're going to see, as people wake up more and more to the vulnerability of all these platforms. It's almost going to be like you need a shopping mall and that's it. You need a list of links and that's it. Like the old days, the bulletin board systems, you need a list of links, and that's it. People say, well, I like that one. You got to check that one out. Boom. Put yourself in the advertising section and hope they don't freaking shadow ban you and take your money. That's where I would really like to see how many people have put money out advertising themselves, this and that and the other, their pages that have had anti-socialist feel to it. And the socialists have taken their money and then shit-canned them to the bottom of the search engine. Left the service, right? So I see in the next, because I see like Elon Musk is slowly building the crescendo, right? It's getting his crescendo. He has some more interesting things out. I think as of yesterday, the 12th, I'd like you to look them up. I don't think there is, it's adequate for me to describe what's being seen, where you could look at it yourself and say, holy smokes, because I don't know what everybody out there has prophesied or whatever, or what they think is whatever. But when you see things that you'd already suspected in your own mind on paper from the company that did it, it's so much better for you mentally than some other third party person, myself or whoever, who just you happen to agree with, or I agree with you, whatever, however you want to look at it. That doesn't build up the right control paths in the mind. Documented empirical evidence that says they did it is what you need to keep yourself together. The average person, anyway, if you're a bit of a free thinker, you're trying to keep it together. If you took the last 2 years of prison, which is what COVID was, and made it work for you, you know, you're seeing the sunlight, right? It's not just bullshit to you. You're seeing the light. You're seeing that some people, Jack Dorsey, why isn't he in jail? Why aren't they going out now that they know these people are there who have eroded the electoral system in the United States? And before you guys start and say there is no electoral system, I'll say there is, and you say there's a facade of it. The point is, it should still be there, right? These people have eroded the electoral system to handle the governance of the United States of America. It's a federal offense. Why aren't we rounding them up? We know who they are. You know who these people are because they tell you who was at the meetings. Why aren't they at least saying, okay, I need you all to turn your passports in? Why isn't somebody going to a grand jury and indicting someone? Because the federal law enforcement works for Joe Biden and has worked for whoever for quite some time. Tracing back, like you read Red Thread, if you read any of the books about communist or socialist infiltration into the federal government, you'll understand that this is a very big problem. We're seeing it from a third party because those assholes never thought anybody would touch them. Once they made the deal with the party, they didn't think they'd ever be like in the old days in Germany. We're not going to say the name, but if you made a deal with the guys running the show in 1939 to 1943, let's say, you figured nobody was going to catch you. Then as the Americans, English, and Russians started to show up, you're like, I better start burning some paperwork, right? I believe you're going to see that. I believe a lot of electronic mail is being destroyed in the central locations, because anybody, the great thing about capitalism is all these publicly traded companies that are doing bullshit stuff, enough people get together, I mean, large people, not, you know, seven of us putting our $1.50 together, they decide they want to buy a Facebook or buy a whatever, whoever they are, buy an Instagram, buy a Rumble, buy a this, buy a that. Although Rumble was not really involved in the effing over of America. They have to show you the goods. And then once the purchase is made, all those documents better be there because it's contingent. Your deal can be contingent upon that, right? We're going to find out who all these little Torquemadas are, and they should all be in quite a bit of trouble. Even though they're going to use Nuremberg defense, which is I'm only following orders, they know that they were breaking the law by doing this. If they can say, I know I'm going to lie about a presidential candidate, I'm going to suspend the support of a presidential candidate, I'm going to drive the presidential candidate's possible voters off of a site that's used by 3/4 of America, be like cutting the telephone line, right? I've cut them off. They have to use pen and ink and parchment and send their little letters out somewhere else. May not have been a bad thing. If we were able to be technology proof, we probably would have won the election. Okay? I don't care who you think you are. This last election could have been done better. And we're only going to say that I think it's time somebody takes a look inside of our party, the Republican Party. I'm more of a libertarian. I'm not going to say libertarian because it doesn't mean anything. You can be a libertarian at the township level. After that, you're either one or the other because your votes aren't going to count. Once again, for those of you who don't think your votes are going to count, don't continue to put it in the comments section. You've already done it every time we talk about voting. I appreciate it, but it's not like I forgot. All right. So check that out. It's on the Wikipedia page. Who knows how much longer it will be up there. I would have thought it had a ultimate open site, you know, like WikiLeaks had, but this is the best that I found is through the Twitter. It goes out through the Twitter system. It's the attorneys and everybody else. And they are giving you, segments of this. They're going to say, well, they didn't give you the whole document. Well, the whole document's probably even more damning, except it has the guys' names or the women's names and how they figure they could go about fucking America even further than they did. And the funny thing is, the majority outrage you're seeing now is not in America because they have us suppressed. It's in Europe because European leaders realize that Twitter's been fucking them over. The war against the European leadership that was not involved in the one party Green New Deal. Because now they see, you know, they see since the Ukrainian war that it was a fallacy to go green. You know, in all of its glory, it's been seen that they were living in a pipe dream fueled by bullshit and lavish cocktail parties. Now they got to do something. Now they're going to have a revolt. You know, that's the only nice thing about this. All of you Europeans who are going to be awfully cold this year, get out in the streets. That'll get you warm, right? Get out in the streets and protest. Bring down those governments that suppress you. Our guys, I think, jumped the shark. I think they should have let Trump do what he was doing, lay back and aim for the next one, because he probably would have left Pence in there. And Pence seems to be a stooge. It's a shame, but he seems to be a stooge. And they could have made up their time in Pence's administration. Now, you probably won't have that if Trump moves forward. And I will say will move forward. You know, their best bet is to get the borderline Republicans to try to go with DeSantis or something like that. But once again, I think, you know, if the governor of Florida is a smart boy and wants to stay in Florida after the election, he will not fuck over the thousands of people like myself who went out and took our time and put our own money into his election campaign. Or if he does do that, then we'll know he's just another piece of garbage he was cosplaying for 4 years. Basically, that's what it is. Right? You want to bite the hand, that's the case. Stay in there, be a senator or something like that. We hate all of our senators anyway. Nobody likes Rubio. Nobody likes, what's his name? The crybaby. So there you have it. Read the stuff. You'll feel much better than if you hear somebody like myself telling you about it, because now you're seeing in black and white. Nothing better than being what would be even a good term for it? Validated? I don't like to use that term, but we use it. Your validation is upon you, my friends, right? Now it's time to ratchet it up. Those people that don't want to believe it, if somebody says, well, that's not true. What, the Twitter didn't have meetings? Twitter admits to meetings. It's telling you what it talked about in the meetings. Why would they lie about this at a time when they were dominating, where people were afraid to say anything, right? People were afraid. Because they lose their connection to the outside world, so to speak, which is what they want. You need to be involved only in a community online. A community online can be threatened very easily. A community out in the streets, very hard to deal with. Why do you think those cavemen that we were dealing with in Afghanistan are still running around? Because they weren't on the internet showing cock pictures to each other. They're out doing stuff, like walking through nasty freaking mountain ranges, you know? Because they were down with it. And most of the people are not going to be down, for lack of a better term. So anyway, that's about it. It's great to see this. If I don't like Elon Musk for anything else, I like him for this. That SpaceX shit or whatever he's doing where he's going to be irradiating all of us from space. Not a big fan, but he is using it in Fort Myers to help the people watch, have the ability to watch porno while their houses have been destroyed. So that's about it. Have a good day. It's Tuesday, the 13th. Bye.